South Africa, NZ Live Radio. Radio with a distinctive South African flavour. With music, news, views, reviews, shout-outs and community notices.
Yes, and welcome to South Africa, NZ Live Radio, live from Auckland in New Zealand. Good evening to everyone here in New Zealand and in Auckland especially, and to our listeners on Arrow FM in the Wairarapa. Good morning, South Africa. Good afternoon to the Aussies and to the rest of the world. Good evening to you guys, or good morning to you guys as well. As always, we also streamed on Old School Radio. Thank you to Dina and his team for also allowing that to happen. But yes, as always, we've got a nice full studio tonight. We got Shireen, and we got Veronica, and
Margaret,
and we got a young photographer as well. She's been streaming our stuff live. So, good evening, Shireen.
Good evening, Dion. Good morning, South Africa. Good afternoon, Australia. And good evening, New Zealand. And good day to everybody around the world. Thank you for joining us, and I hope you can enjoy the show with us tonight.
Yes, thank you, Shireen. Good evening, Veronica, and welcome to the studio. I haven't been here for ages.
I know. Thank you so much for having me.
Margaret, are you going to say hello?
Hello,
everybody.
And Paige, you're too busy being a videographer.
Okay.
Paige is waving hello to everybody.
Yes, and as always, tonight is going to be a night of, we're going to talk a bit about, as this week is Mental Health Week, and that's why Veronica's in the studio tonight, so we're going to talk a bit about that, about the mental health and immigration, and how it affects, or how immigrants are affected by mental health, and what we can do, and what has to happen. Shireen?
Yes, just a general discussion. There's no experts in the studio tonight, so feel free to contact us. It's just general, so you can disagree with us if you want to.
Yes, and if there are any psychiatrists or any people out there, professional people working in this in the mental health environment, if you want to give us a call in the studio, 815-8100, and maybe be part of the conversation as well. You know, it's a big thing for us. Immigrants that move to New Zealand, you know, we leave our countries and we come here and start all over again. It's a very stressful event. But before we get to that part of the night, we'll go to some music. And as always, we go to South African music. And again, as always, we're starting off with some new people we haven't played before. And tonight we're going to start off with Chantal Sanfield with Nothing There. And then we go to DJ Chloe and Choose to Be Happy. So yeah, get yourselves ready for some really good music tonight. Here we go.
Stars come out to play. That's nothing new for me and you. Another night, no words to say. That's nothing new for me and you. The earth revolves another day, another life from where we were. This dark cloud just won't go away. We're scared to leave, but still we stay. Why is there nothing there? Why is there nothing there? We're coexisting in misery. We're both unhappy, baby. Tell me why. Have no more alibis. That's nothing new for me and you. Empty lies fill up our eyes, that's nothing new for me and you. Once upon a time we tried to fix the wrong and make it right. The love we had has slowly died, but we deny the truth inside. Why is there nothing there? Why is there nothing there? We're coexisting in misery. We're both unhappy, baby. Tell me why is there nothing there? Nothing, nothing there. Nothing, nothing there. Nothing, nothing there.
I'm about her in the day, I'm about her in the night. She don't call me back, baby, why, baby, why?
So this is Chad Simon featuring Youngster Cape Town, or Youngster CPT, which is Cape Town, with Play. Another new play that was released in 8th of October, which is what, 2 weeks ago. So some more new music from Cape Town.
Starting with the fire on the beach, got a view and it's looking like a peach. You just wanna stay out of reach. I put my hand out, you just wanna tease. Fast, but you wanna move slow. If you say you wanna go, I'm just chilling, you're like Jon Snow. I'm getting cold, baby, feeling's getting cold.
Something in my brain said that my heart is feeling wasted. Oh my, why, oh why?
Ooh. I'm about it in the day, I'm about it in the night. She don't call me back, baby, why, baby, why? I just wanna play. Said she couldn't get too close, cause she probably wouldn't leave. Why don't you just stay? Yeah, you know you wanna play. I guess her voicemail's really feeling me. She's probably out there, capo in the suite. While Cupid's shooting me, she's shooting spree. These lovely arrows are actually killing me. What I'm supposed to do right now in the day? Craig David suggested that I walk away. Me that I should probably stay. Got a lot of baggage, it's a lot of weight. Yeah. Just as that you don't know me, I'm too grown to play your hide and seek. You got me looking for you like Stevie. Until
something in my brain said that my heart is feeling wasted. Oh my, why, oh why?
I'm about her in the day, I'm about her in the night. She don't call me back, baby, why? I just wanna play. Baby, don't you run away. Said she's going overseas, living up in NYC. Said she couldn't get too close, cause she probably wouldn't leave. Why don't you just stay? Yeah, you know you wanna play.
Yes, girl, you attract me. You. But we move faster than athletes. Cause remember how you attacked me?
Huh?
Mud Knight on the backseat. She wrote murder, she was Maxine. A booty fetish, she a trap queen. And she had a friend named Ashley, so I wrestled with him in a tag team. Baby, you can check my rap sheet.
Go.
All I do is let the track speak. Mary want a little lamb, goddamn. Then I'm gonna give a black sheep. But she just wanted my Salome. Genuine, ride a pony. But she turning into a control freak. So now I'm showing her the soces. Cause girls wanna have the most fun. You can take pics, but don't post none. Cause I ain't count those other close ones, no strikeouts, only home runs. I'm Ken Griffey with the swing man. I had a singing in the quicksand, but listen to my wingman sing, Chad.
I'm about it in the day, I'm about it in the night. She don't call me back, baby, why? I just wanna play. Baby, don't you run away. Said she's going overseas, living up in NYC. Said she couldn't get too close, cause she probably wouldn't leave. Why don't you just stay? Yeah, you know you wanna play.
He produced it.
Reunite, your one-stop shop for retirement annuities, transfer of rands overseas, inheritance, pension, overseas invoices, and transfer in 25 different currencies. Go to randreunite.com or call 0800-726-373 to see how Rand Reunite can help you.
Welcome to one of the top 10 countries in the world to live. Let A2NZ's licensed immigration advisors help you on your journey to New Zealand. Our down-to-earth, honest approach will help ease the stress during your journey while we guide you to Aotearoa. Get in touch with A2NZ Immigration at www.immigratenz.net to start your assessment today. That's www.immigratenz.net. Anywhere to New Zealand, your journey starts with us.
Yes, and I hope you guys have enjoyed that bit of South African music. There's more to come. And we're going to make it a bit more jazzy right now. We're going to go back to some jazzy stuff. We'll kick off with Mr. Royston Skippers. So Royston, haven't played him for ages. And then we'll go to some Gregory Munsami, and maybe some Mr. Tony Drake as well. But we'll do one, and then we'll do our interview, and then we'll go back to some more music. Mrs. Wallace, did you want to say something?
No. The interview that we're doing, for those who have only tuned in now, it's about Mental Health Awareness Week. This is Mental Health Awareness Week, and it actually ends tomorrow in New Zealand. But I think we should always be aware that there's people around that needs our help. So we'll be talking about that after the song that Dion's going to play now.
Yes, this is Mr. Royston Skippers and Blue Lagoon. Hope you guys enjoy this. It's a special request to my friend out there, Noah, and her husband, Keegan. Hope you guys are enjoying this show. Welcome to South Africa NZ Live Radio, and hope you guys are going to enjoy the next 2 hours with us. Thank you. Yes, and that was Mr. As I call him, Sir Royston Skippers, and that's from the album. Where is it? Made Up My Mind, and that was Blue Lagoon. I hope you guys enjoyed that. We're going to play a song which Shireen has chosen to start this interview off, and it's called Listen by Beyonce. And Mrs. Wallace?
Yes, I just think it's a really, really beautiful song, and it's something that we don't often do. We hear, but we never listen. So this is for everybody that's going through a bit of hard times and tough times, and that's all of us. Not all the time, but it's just so if anybody needs somebody to listen, we should listen.
So we're going to play Listen by Beyonce and then go straight into our interview with Veronica. Here we go.
Listen to the song here in my heart, a melody I start but can't complete. Listen to the sound from deep within. Beginning to find release. Oh, the time has come for my dreams to be heard. They will not be pushed aside and turned into your own, all 'cause you won't listen. Someone here inside, someone I thought had died so long ago. Oh, I'm screaming out if my dreams will be heard. They will not be pushed aside or words into your own, all 'cause you won't listen.
NZ Live Radio.
Yes, and welcome back. And that was Beyonce and Listen. And that was the interlude for our show for tonight, which is a lot about Mental Awareness Week, which is celebrated this week in New Zealand. And we have Veronica and Margaret in the studio, and also Paige. So let's go back to Mrs. Wallace and get this interview underway.
Yes, the reason why Veronica is here, because Veronica was asked to do an interview, and she actually put it on Facebook and asked people how do they really feel, how did it affect them, the migrating to New Zealand. And Veronica is just going to talk to us about the comments that she got from certain people. And I think, like Veronica was telling me just now, is that we've been in New Zealand quite a long time. I mean, all of us faced our own battles when we came. It was really tough. But I think people that's coming in now, they might have a different battle, not as bad as what we had to fight. So, Veronica, you'd probably want to tell us about what you've heard or what people has been saying on your post that you've posted.
Yes. Thank you, Shireen and Dion, for having me. I just want to start it by saying that I think that that song is so appropriate because we don't really listen to one another, and I think that has a lot to do with mental...
Yes.
You know, this week, you know, people with mental illness and that kind of thing, is that no one is there really to listen to them. And so going back to why I'm actually here, like I said to you before, I've been in New Zealand for 17 years now. Yeah, I've been in New Zealand for 17 years, and I honestly didn't understand the impact of people migrating recently coming from South Africa, because obviously when we left, it was by choice that we came here. And like you said, we had our ups and downs and that, but we managed to settle in nicely. And so people, and one of the comments that I had was that this one lady said, I think South Africans leave due to the push factors and not pull factors. We share some characteristics with refugees in that many have experienced traumatic events. So we don't want to leave our home country, but we're forced to leave. And there's a couple of other ones saying as well that, you know, there's a couple of settlement programs that are aimed at those who have English as a second language. And because as South Africans, we speak English, people think that it's easy for us to settle in. And it's not, because we all come with our own issues and our own baggage. And when we get here and we don't have the necessary support, I think that is where people become depressed and, you know, all these other issues surface. And one lady actually said that a lot of marriages don't last here because of that. You know, and if your marriage wasn't very stable back home, and sometimes it was, but it's just it's so much for you to deal with that people just can't handle it.
Yes, I think people don't realize how traumatic it is. It actually causes a lot of trauma in your life when you leave your home country.
Yes,
I think people think they have to be strong. We have to show people that we are better off. We've got a better life. Yes, you might have a better life, but it doesn't change the fact that you've left your home country.
Yes.
You've left a piece of yourself. And I think when we went back to South Africa a few years ago, we went to trauma center, and I will never forget what this lady told me. She said, yes, you probably feel like you're suffering from guilt because you left South Africa, you left your country, and also you feel like you don't have the right to feel sad because you chose to leave.
Yeah.
But that's not true, because it's like you lost something. You lost a piece of who you are, because I think when we go back to South Africa, we always feel more grounded. You feel more happy because you're in your environment where you grew up in.
Exactly.
And that's what people don't understand, that you've actually lost something. Mm-hmm. Something died, and you have to grieve for it, and you have to deal with it. And a lot of people think, it's just gone, we left, and that's it. But it's not, because you can see a lot of people is very traumatized.
Yeah. And the thing is, when you migrate as well, we don't realize that we're actually reinventing ourselves.
Yeah.
Because you are actually starting from scratch again, you know. And, I mean, in South Africa, like you say, you have that support system. You've got your family. If you're struggling financially, you can pick up the phone your sister, phone your mom, and say, well, yeah, there's nothing like that. And also, people won't reach out and ask for help for fear of being judged.
Yeah, because we're a very proud nation.
Yeah.
We don't ask because we're scared people is going to... You're embarrassed, for number one. And we've learned here that there's nothing to be embarrassed. We all here, we should be helping each other.
Mm.
You know, and you shouldn't... And if you help somebody, you shouldn't feel that you should broadcast it. And I think that's the problem that people have.
Yep.
That people is going to tell somebody else, oh, you know, I did this for this person. And And not everybody's like that, you know? Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, if I can cut in here for a second. Now, when I look at immigration and people leaving the countries and coming to New Zealand, or going anywhere in the world, I mean, we're basically taking ourselves, if you take a look at it as a tree, taking the tree and moving it from one place in the garden, a fully grown tree, and putting it somewhere else. Mm. I mean, coming from South Africa, it's, you know, you've had a job, you've had your cars and your house, and you had all your luxuries around you. Yes, as hard as things are in South Africa, we still had those things. No matter what anybody tells you, yes, there are those that have a lot less than others, but most of the people that immigrated had all of those things. And now you come to a country where you don't have a job, you have to rent a house, you don't have any family, you have no friends, you don't know the people. You know, that's traumatic for anything. I mean, if you took a fish out of normal water and just put them into salt water, I mean, that fish will die. And that's exactly what happens here. Yeah. We come into a country where we actually know, yes, we have a friend that maybe, you know, we can go and visit. But that's with your family. Your family is back in South Africa. That you've basically cut off your roots, and now having to move forward without that, it's very difficult. And for lots of, I mean, as I always say, for lots of people, it just happens. Now, but for most people, it's the most traumatic thing that could ever happen in their lives, in our lives. I mean, all of us went through it. You know, and for anybody to immigrate, to use a good Afrikaans word, it's not for Morpheus.
No,
you have to have hair on your teeth to be able to do this process. Mm-hmm. It's not for anybody. It's immigration, and I'll say this, and people can kill me if they want to, immigration is not for everybody.
No, it's not. Definitely not. And that is what a lot of people don't understand. They don't realize it. And when you're going, especially if you've experienced something traumatic back home, and you're on that adrenaline rush, and all you want to do is get out there. And once you get here, and you settled, and the dust has settled, then you realize what you've done, and you are so far away from home. And if there's no support system here, it makes it 10 times harder.
Yep.
You know, and people don't talk about it, but the suicide rate is actually quite high among South Africans.
Yeah.
And it's not broadcasted.
Exactly.
You know, and it's actually quite sad that we don't. And like one of the comments on Facebook was as well, is that the government provides funding for counseling for these other people. Like I said, and I don't want to mention the different cultures, but they provide funding, but not for South Africans. And my question is, why? Why isn't there?
Well, and I can tell you the reason for that is because, and I'll be very blunt about it, we don't stand together. I mean, I've tried in my small little way to try and get South Africans together so we can have a collective voice. And that is what's missing. Those other cultures have a collective voice.
Yeah,
if there could be 3, 4, 5, 6 different groups, but they have a collective voice, and all of them talk for each other. We don't.
Mm.
Because of the divisions between us.
Yes, exactly.
And that's the biggest issue we have, is that as much as we have come 16,000 kilometers around the world, we are still at the same spot. We're in South Africa, a very divided South Africa. That's what we are. And that's the biggest part of our problem. Until that changes, and we don't always see everybody else, every other South African as a threat or as a stumbling block, we will always be a problem. Or we will always have this problem where we won't get the resources. We won't. And doing what I do within the community and on the ethnic board, I can see what's out there, and I can try and resource that for South Africans. But who do I resource it for? Because if I do it for this person, and then it becomes an issue. If I do it for that person, it becomes an issue. But if I do it for everybody, it'd be fine. But no, we're not standing together at all, and that's the biggest problem.
Exactly, and that's the other thing is, and that is what the Kiwis see. And they pick up on that, you know. So how do we go forward and say, this is who we are, when, like you say, there's a group that does this way? And that is why Kiwis see us as arrogant and loud and in your face, because there's a few of them who stand up, and that is how they are. But not all South Africans are like that. And like you said, if we stood together as a community, as one community, we could show the Kiwis that this is who we are.
Exactly.
This is what we're all about. And so new migrants coming in know where to turn to in their time of need. But we don't have that because, like you say, there's one group over here and one group over here, and everybody wants the recognition.
Yep.
And everybody wants the glory.
And it's not, and for us, we feel like it should be about community. It should be about being there for the people. It's not about individuals. And it's not about us. And that's what it should be like. We should be there for each other. And if there's anybody listening and you need support, please contact any of us, because that's what we're there for. Not because we want to. It's not about us. And like we always say, it will be anonymous. People won't even know that we're involved. You know, that's what it's about.
But also, it doesn't necessarily have to be that it must be anonymous, because we need to get the people, understand the people needing the help. Mm. It's anonymous to them.
Yes, it's
but
anonymous to them, definitely.
For the South African community to know that there are people who care about them.
Yeah.
But it's also important for us to have a support group or a place where South Africans can go when they are in need.
Yes.
So like you say, all the other denominations have that. All the other cultures have. There's a mosque here or a temple there or whatever. Yeah. What do we have?
Yeah, and that's, as I said, I did put it out there to start a group. I had one response to that. Everybody says, yeah, you should do this and you should do that. But then you tell them, oh, can I come forward and try and help it and then try and work with it? You get no response. I mean, my thing is, I can't be the leader for everything.
No.
Then there need to be other people involved as well to try and do things. I mean, you know, there needs to be more than one person involved. And it's very difficult when you put it out there and people and say to come forward and do this, and then they say no, but then complain on the other side to say nothing's done for us. You can't have it. Unfortunately, people, you can't have it both ways. But what I would like to say, if anybody wants to call in and have any questions or any comments, please do call us on 815-8100. That's 815-8100. Or just get us on our Facebook page, South Africa NZ Live Radio. Just look for that and you'll find us. Sorry for Shireen.
No, it's fine. Yes, I just wanted to say that's the thing. We find there's a lot of critics, but nobody will put their hand up. You always have people criticizing everything about anything. But nobody will do something. Mm. You know, if you have capacity to do something to help other people, then you should help. Because I tell you, there's a lot of people out there that need help that's hurting, basically hurting.
Lots of people out there. Mm.
And that's in pain. And in our culture, the problem is, coming from South Africa, mental health is not something that people talk about.
No, they don't.
Because it's something
there's a big stigma attached to it.
But what I like about New Zealand, at least there's no stigma attached to it. Because we all suffer from mental health at some point in our life. Hmm. All suffer from something, depression, and especially I know when I came here, I used to think, what am I doing here? Where am I? Hmm. Because it's like I sit on a bus and I see I'm going for an interview and I'm sitting on a bus and I'm thinking, what am I doing here? Mm. I had a fantastic job in South Africa. I had a good life. Why am I here? You know, and that's a question that a lot of people is asking themselves. Yes, we know we ran away or we've been through stuff, but they can't find themselves in New Zealand because it's not where they're comfortable in yet. You know, it's hard. And that is what we need to understand. It's really tough. It's not an easy thing to do. But we need to be able to help each other through this, because we've all been through a little bit of what somebody else has been through.
Yeah. And I think that the new migrants now just have it a little tougher than what we did.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Now they forced to leave their home country, whereas, like I said, we had a choice.
Yeah, definitely we had a choice.
And as I said, you know, it's very much for especially in the coloured community, especially being so we say las asiosas mal. Now we can malays to stay. It's nothing to do with being sent to a madhouse. The child isn't mad. The person isn't mad, and it's just they're suffering from depression, especially when they come to New Zealand. As much as, you know, we don't have as much sunshine here as we have back in South Africa.
Yes, you know? And that was one of the issues. And that's the weather.
Yeah, that's part of the issue. Yeah, but also, you know, that first year or so, it's, I don't know for other people, but for me it was, shall we say, it's a time to find each, to find yourself, and then the worst thing happens, someone passes away, and you don't have the money to go back. And then reality strikes, and that's when depression, anxiety, and all the bad things hit. It's because I can't go back. My father's passed away. I mean, Oshin, we went through exactly that issue when we were here. We were here for 9 years before we could go back, before I went back, and that was because my mother passed away. And the amount of stress that caused. I mean,
the guilt.
Yes. People have parties, people grow up, people have marriages, weddings, all this type of stuff, and you're missing out on all of that. Mm. And you feel guilty because you're over here.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, being very open, is that Dion went through a lot of guilt feelings, and it was tough because he felt like he needed to be there for his dad. It was not long after his mom passed, his dad passed away about a month and a half later. You know, it was tough. And people have to deal with all these emotions, and you must still deal with your normal life, and you must still go to work, and you must still face things. You've got kids, you feel like you go crazy, but you must keep going. And that is why a lot of people can't cope, because there's a lot to deal with. And especially going back to South Africa financially is very expensive. It's not a cheap thing. So you can't just up and go. And for new migrants, with the visa requirements as well, that's another thing that, I mean, if you've got citizenship, you have to get the visas. Yeah. You can't just go. So it's all things that cause stress in people's lives, you know. And that is what people need to understand. It's not, there's a lot of factors that's involved when it comes to mental health. And we need to make things, try to help wherever we can. And yes, sometimes we see people and they look, you think, wow. But before we judge, we probably need to just take a step back and think before we say something. Because sometimes we're so quick to say something bad because somebody is maybe in a bad mood, but we don't really know what that person's going through in his life. So, you know, that's also true. Part of it.
Yeah, and especially, I mean, as married couples, I mean, we're all married, except for Paige, obviously, but I mean, we're all married couples. And, you know, on a marriage, it takes moving countries, takes lots of strain. I mean, I was here 3.5, nearly 4 months without Shireen. When I saw Shireen, I didn't recognize her. And it was, you know, but that was because of the amount of weight she had lost since I left.
Yeah.
And it was huge. Because, I mean, seriously, she looked totally different.
All the stress I had to go through.
And then obviously coming over here, and then obviously within that first week, in that first month we were here, the house got broken into. You know, so that's extra stress.
You must have thought, why did I leave?
That's exactly the thing. Nothing ever happened to me over here. Now I'm over here, and now all these issues are happening to me. And obviously, then they had Shireen. She didn't want to be here at all. All she wanted to do was go home.
We had a meeting almost every month for a year. Every month, I told him, because my return ticket was valid for a year. Every month, I told him, I want to go home. I'm not staying. I'm taking my kids. I'm going back. I was better off in South Africa. Seriously, it took me probably about 3 years to, not to settle in, but to accept the fact that
Dion's not going home.
I just need to. If I leave, then I'm going to be a single mother.
Well, I had a family back home that I'd given some of my things to, and my sister-in-law, I gave a big black bag of Tupperware. And 2 years after I was here, I used to phone them regularly. She still had that bag of Tupperware waiting for me to come back. I said, you can give it away, do whatever you want to. I'm not coming back, you know. But that was, I think, family didn't take us seriously and didn't think that we'd actually make it.
Yeah.
You know, a success.
Yeah, but for me, it was like I was just going to go home. I don't care. I didn't want to be in New Zealand. But yeah, that's the reality. That's what happens. My husband wants to stay. Wife is unhappy because she probably had a good job back home. Mm. Her kids, because for me, my in-laws live next to me. The kindy was around the corner. I could just walk and pick up my kids and drop them. you had so much support, you know.
Yeah.
You had, some people have a maid.
People miss, yeah.
Yeah. You had somebody to help you, just to help you with cleaning your house. You know, you don't have that luxury. Yeah, it's expensive. It's not a cheap option. All of these things, and people don't realize, it might sound silly, but it has an effect on people, you know.
Yeah, so we'll come back now, but we'll go to some more music, and then we'll come back. Here we go with Mr. Tony Drake and Keep On Keeping On.
is South Africa NZ Live Radio.
Oops. Yes, and we ended off there with Gregory Moonsami, and that was Manhattan. So that was some jazz, East African tunes. But let's get back to our interview with Veronica, and basically our chat about immigration and the stresses and strains, frustrations and everything else that goes along with it, including the mental health of families involved in immigration. So, if you are going through any situations and you need some help, please do reach out. There are people out there to help you.
Yes, I just got a message from a friend, and she was saying that if you're going through some stuff, then you can contact or just go to the website depression.org.nz. And it's not just for women, it's for everybody. So if you're going through some stuff and you need to, they do an assessment, you can do an online assessment. If you're just curious or if you feel like you're depressed. And I think there's lots of places like Lifeline.
Yes, if you want to get hold of depression, www.depression.org.nz, or you can just call them on 0800-111-757 or free text them on 4202, and then you can talk to trained counselors that will be able to help you. Also, if you want to get hold of Lifeline, it is 0800-543-354 or 0800-LIFELINE or free text 4357, or that is help. If you need some more assistance than that, you can contact Suicide Crisis Helpline, which is 0508-828-865. Or Healthline 0800-611-116, or the Samaritans, which is 0800-726-666. We will post this on our Facebook page and on our website. So but there is help out there, not only from the professional people out there, but also just reach out to the community. It's not a matter of we will talk to other people about it. We need to help. We need to be there to help each other. We're far away from home. We all have to be family and talk to each other. Yes, we might always like each other. And yes, I might not have the perfect hair or the perfect clothes, but we can help and we can talk to each other and support each other. It's a very difficult thing that you've done, immigrating to a different country. So, we are here to support you. So, you have my mobile number, 0212-888-092. Just call me. If I can't help you, I'll put you on to someone that can help you. But please don't suffer on your own, sit in your room or in your house. And as my dad always said, kopfriti, something like that, he said. Don't sit there and eat away at yourself and at your family when things are in dire circumstances.
Yes, don't let your mind be full, because sometimes our mind is so full that we forget that we should take a breather. Rather be mindful and do something. If you feel like you're being distracted, just breathe, take deep breaths, or just take a moment, look at the flowers or nature, or go out for a walk and appreciate little things like the sunshine when the sun is shining, which is not that often. But appreciate things, take a moment, don't just rush through life, because that's what we do. And we forget that it's the little things that make our life worthwhile. So let's be there for each other. And I think Veronica's got some more stuff to say.
Oh, no. No, but I think as women, we always feel it's our responsibility to see that everyone else is kept happy.
Yeah.
And more so when you immigrate, you feel that it's your job to keep the family together.
Yep.
So there's a lot more stress and a lot more pressure put on the mother, especially, because at the end of the day, mum keeps the family together.
Yes.
Mum keeps things ticking over. And so she, yeah, we always feel responsible for everyone, and we forget to actually take care of ourselves.
Yeah, because you want your family to be happy. You stress when your kids is being bullied at school or something's happening. Even at work, you just worry about your husband. Oh, you don't want him to lose his job, because his job is, if he hasn't got a job, then you might lose your work permit if you're on a work permit. There's a lot of things. It's like a snowball effect.
And even one of the comments that came through as well was that a lot of South African women, when they come to New Zealand, it's like they come into their own. And they're a lot more assertive. They then find out that they have rights. And so a lot of women go out to work, and then the men have to stay home. And because they're not used to being domesticated, that's where it causes a rift in the marriage as well.
Yeah.
And so then there's again more pressure put on the woman.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff, and don't trivialize it, because the little things becomes big things, and it becomes so big that you can't cope with it. Mm. And that's it. When you feel like you're out of control, or you're starting to get panic attacks and you're feeling, I can't cope, you need to reach out to somebody. You need to ask for help. There's no shame in asking for help. And I've got this quote, and it says, don't be ashamed of your story. It will inspire others. So don't be ashamed of who you are. Be honest about with yourself, about yourself. Don't feel like you have to be this perfect person and you have to be in this perfect mold. And, oh, no, I have to. A lot of people, you don't need to pretend. Just be yourself, and don't be ashamed of who you are, because somebody else might learn from your story.
Yeah, that's true. And, I mean, even so we're speaking mostly about the adults now, but another comment was that the children suffer quite bit, because they find it very hard to settle in. And maybe not so much when your kids are younger, but as soon as they reach their teenage years and you migrate.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, I've got at least 3 friends whose children have tried to take their own lives because they were bullied at school because they didn't fit in. And so they had to be homeschooled.
Yeah. I was speaking to a friend of mine yesterday, and she went through similar things because son was bullied and he went through quite a bit of hard times. And he found his own. He actually, we're actually interviewing him in a few weeks' time. And he found an outlet. He went to a youth organization. Mm. And he's amazing now, you know.
Yeah.
But not all children is like that. Not all children. But we need to watch our kids, because they become very depressed. We spoke to another boy, and he was saying that it's really, really tough for teenagers to adapt.
It is.
You've had your friends, and you've had your little life, and you had your support system in South Africa. You come here, you're alone. And sometimes the sad thing is, because we're so busy as parents, we forget about our kids, how they're suffering.
And you miss those little signs.
You miss those little
definitely.
Signs.
Definitely. I mean, we know of quite a few people, adults and children that have committed suicide.
Yeah.
Immigrants as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the stress that puts on the family. You know, they're this far away from, 16,000 something kilometers from South Africa. Mm. This happens. You know, there's nobody to support them. That's the saddest thing, that we do all of this. Yes, we do it for ourselves, but we also do it, most of the time we do it for our kids. Mm. We do it for our children, to give them the life that we feel they deserve, and we can give them. We can give them, yeah. I mean, I've told Erin and Sherry, the world's your oyster. You can study whatever you want to study. You can do what you love. But, you know, when kids feel that at that end, where they can't go anywhere else, mm. I mean, how sad is that? What indictment is that on us?
Exactly.
As the adults, as the support structure for those here, that they can't talk to us. Now, in our day, if someone bullied us, we know what we did. Mm. You know, we weren't going to stand around. There was going to be someone's going to bleed. That was just the way it was.
But it's a different generation.
It's a different generation, a different country you live in. You have to live by the rules of the country. Our kids do need to be looked at, especially our young kids, especially when they come over here and they're teenagers already, because they've already grown their structures over there. They've met their family. They're part of their family. They're part of the fabric of society over there. They know that. They come over here. They know no one. They talk funny. You know, people think, oh, what's your problem?
Yeah.
And you know, it's all issues which are created. And our kids feel that they need to, they can't vent to anybody. Because if they vent to anybody, then they're seen as you know, you need to tell your parents, and so now we have to even bully even more.
Yes,
exactly. And especially with social media, the kids are open to it. Mm. And as parents, we have to look out for that. But as Shireen says, we're busy running around trying to make ends meet because we're too scared to stay out of work for a day to look after our kid. Because if we do that, we might just not might lose our job, and then we don't have a visa, and it's a vicious cycle that goes on. And for myself, I listen to what I'm saying, and I'm thinking, thank goodness I came when I did.
Exactly.
It was so much easier for us back then. Yes, we stood in the rain for a few hours to get our visas and stuff, but that was the easy side. Yeah.
But as you said before when we were talking, surely there must be support from the government here for us. And I mean, you know actually that there is support.
There is support. There's lots of support out there.
So is it because we're too proud to go and ask for help? Or is that we just don't know that there is support?
And that's exactly my point. We don't know what's out there. Our communities don't know what's out there for us that we can use and we can take care of, and that can take care of us. And the other part is, and yes, we are too proud. We don't want to go and say, look, I've got a problem with finance, or I've got a problem with in the family, you know, because no, the people what gaat die mense sê? That's the biggest problem. We don't. That's what the people are going to say.
Yeah.
And the people out there don't actually and. The people out there don't actually give a damn. Yeah. I'm sorry, but they don't actually care. What your issues are, they've got bigger issues to worry about. Mm. Your issues, so go and deal with it. Go to the people that can help you.
Yeah.
And there is a lot of people that can help you. And I can tell you, when you're employed, because I've been working in New Zealand from I came here. I've never been, I've always worked full time. And I had my kids. But when I started work, I told my managers, because we don't have family, if anything happens to my kids come first. I'm sorry. Dion must work on his own if it comes to that. But as a mom, that's how I used to be. And they understood. If anything happened, if the kindy calls me, I have to go. My kids comes first. You can fire me if you want. I can't be bothered. Not that I can't be bothered, but at the end of the day, it's hard. Not everybody has that kind of is that honest with their employees from the beginning. So you need to, if you have children, you tell them, I've got two kids, I've got no family here. And at the end of the day, if I'm not there for my children, then I can't work here. As simple as that.
But the thing is, New Zealand employers,
they're
are
very
quite good.
They're very good.
Understand. Yeah. But also as a South African,
We're too scared. We're not used to that.
We're too scared because we have such good work ethics. We don't want to stay out of work.
Yeah.
You know,
we're not used to that either.
Yes, exactly.
Because in South Africa, it's not that simple. Because I know I can go to my manager and say, this is what's happening. And she would support me 100%, you know.
Mm.
Because I'm just one of those people that will go up and say, this is what's happening in my life at this point, and I'm sorry, but this is what needs to happen. And it's fine. And a lot of managers or Kiwi companies, it's like that. You need to just be honest and tell them. You know, you shouldn't be scared.
I think also, I look at what the next song is called, and I say, and it says, I just can't let go. And I think that's our biggest problem, is we moved to a different country. We're living by different rules. So just let go of what happened in South Africa. As difficult as it is, and I know it's I'm trivializing it really, but what happened over there happened, and it has an impact in our lives. But you know, we're now in a different country, so when you go and you talk to your boss, be upfront about, you know, I do have three children or two children, well, you know, and we just moved here, and you know, there's much of trauma, and this is what might happen. and tell them up front. And I know, I mean, that's as Shireen says, I mean, that's what we went through. I tell my bosses, this is what it is. And if you don't like it, what are you going to do, fire me? That's okay. We'll see each other in court about that. Yeah. But right now, this is what's important to me, and this is where we're going. And I can say from every company I've worked for in New Zealand, yes, they were all corporate companies. I've never ever had a problem with anything. Like if I said to the boss, I need to leave because this is what's happened, I've always said, just go sort it out. Don't worry about your job. Just go and do what you need to do with your family. That's it. They were always family orientated, but that is because they knew up front what I was talking about. Because I've already told them the day I started working there, or I came for the interview, I told them what I'm all about. So they know. So to those new immigrants coming to the country, talk to the bosses, talk to the people when you get there. Mm-hmm. Tell them what you're all about, so they know what they're getting themselves into.
Exactly.
If you can't expect them to know if you're not telling them anything. In South Africa, it worked differently. You didn't need to do that. But then you couldn't also just decide you're leaving today. Mm. You needed to make 10 days notice and all that type of nonsense. Yeah, you can actually just decide, I need to go and do something right now, and tell the boss. And he'd be, if it's a family thing, if your dog died, I know my friend's dog is not happy at the moment, but they can go home and can sort out the dog. I mean, Shireen knows. You know, if the budgie died, and they took 3 days off bereavement leave because the budgie died.
Exactly.
It's a family member. It's important to them.
Yes.
And we need to understand those things.
And for us coming from South Africa, we didn't have that. You know, here, if your animal is part of your family and it gets treated like that, so how much more your children, you know? So that's the thing, you need to look at things in perspective in New Zealand. It's a different country.
And the other thing also is, now you mentioned your pets. As South Africans, we always tend to want to ridicule the Kiwis because they are like that.
And it's not, because a lot of people don't have children and they've got their pets. And the pets is like their family.
Yeah.
And that's it. And we need to respect that.
Exactly. And yeah, because we're coming into their country. And
yes.
I think that is why the Kiwis see us as arrogant and in your face. Because we come in wanting to change things.
Yeah,
and one of the comments on Facebook as well was that we have a sense of entitlement. That's because if I was a manager back home and I come to New Zealand, I want to walk into a managerial position. You know, you're not entitled to get that job.
Well,
you
even
have
if
to
I'm,
work to get
yeah,
there.
Sorry, Veronica, even if you're not the manager, you want to act like one.
Yes.
And that's not acceptable. You know, we all work here. Yeah, it's you work to earn your salary. And it doesn't matter in which position you are. You treat each other with respect and we treat each other with dignity.
And yeah, the boss works alongside you.
Yes.
He's not sitting in his office and you're doing all the work. They work with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's go to some more music. We're going to go to Ambrosia featuring James Ingram and Michael McDonald. And I just can't let go.
Truth too hard to hear. Well, I think you know I'm not the one who lies. And now it's all behind us, and we both play out our lives. But the years don't change the way I feel inside. So we play the game now. Don't feel the same. Now, baby, just be aware of how much I still care. Oh, I need your love. I gave to you my heart and soul. Now I just need to let you know you're part of me. Something, baby, is there still something inside
What have I told you? No cheese sizzlers. That's not even meat, man.
They don't have boerewors at my dairy.
We're in Auckland, not Timbuktu. You can get meat, rooibos, biltong. You can get anything. My dad got his pension, for goodness sake.
His South African pension? How did he get that right?
Rand reunite, mate. Easy as.
Remember when my mom got sick last year?
Back in SA, right?
Yeah, they transferred the money for an operation in a couple of days.
They're quick, eh?
And cheap.
You reckon they could help me with my inheritance?
If you've got any, yeah, they do that too. Invoices, RAs, they do heaps. And in like 25 different currencies.
See how Rand Reunite can help you.
Call 0800-726-373.
Or check out their website, randreunite.com. And while you're at it, see if you can find a butcher, bra.
Sausages from a dairy?
Honestly.
Yes, and welcome back. And I hope you guys are enjoying the conversation, enjoying the talk about mental health during this week of Mental Health Week here in New Zealand. Yes, there's lots of trauma and lots of things that happens when you go through this type of event called immigration or immigrating no matter where, no matter which part of the world you're immigrating to, the stress and trauma of it stays for a long time. So we're saying, please, people, to reach out. Don't sit there by yourself and get depressed, not knowing left or right. We're here to help. We're here to support. We want to support you.
And also, next week we have a Braai Day, so it's a good opportunity for new people to come and just meet other South Africans, or not just South Africans. There's going to be quite a few different people there. And before Veronica speaks a little bit more, I just wanted to say good evening to everybody that's listening. We know we've got Roxy and Terrence and Savannah, Phoebe and Maritza and Jason and everybody, Ray. Andre and Kelly and our little Eden and
David John in Kuwait as well. So yeah, and to everybody else that's listening, I know some others, there are lots of other people out there. That's
Wayne McKay.
There's Wade Tester as well. Wade, I will get in contact with you. So don't worry about that. I'll get that sorted.
And also Desiree in Cape Town and everybody else listening. Yes, we don't know all of you by name, but yes, thank you for joining us. We appreciate your company.
So yeah, Veronica, you want to continue?
I just wanted to say that I think it's about time that as the South African community in New Zealand, we need to start standing together and making ourselves heard and known and seen, so that we can also get support from the government for people going through all these issues, you know, all these traumatic issues that they've had coming from South Africa and they're not being able to settle in New Zealand. And I think one of the reasons why I've been asked to do the interview is so that the Kiwis can get to know what we are really like. And so some of the questions that this lady will be asking me, and she'll be at Braai Day as well, and she's looking for more South Africans to interview there. So if you are keen to be interviewed, if you can just private message me or Dion or Shireen and let them know. But some of the questions she wants to know is about, you know, how, what your experience was like. Were the Kiwis welcoming or not? And do you have security fears for your family back home? Or what immigration difficulties are you experiencing? And as a South African, do you think that some of the issues you are facing is different to other migrants in New Zealand? And I think moving forward, I would really appreciate it if whoever's listening out there is if we can get together, you know, and see how we can form a group or whatever it is so that we can start helping each other.
But please, just do it. Because you really are invested in the South African community. You want to do it for the right reasons.
Yes.
And that is it. Don't do it just because, oh, it's something to do. But do it because you need to be passionate and do it for the right reasons. Otherwise, it's just going to be like any other thing that's just going to fall flat again. And that is not what we want. We want it to at least, we want to be there for people that needs, that's in need and need help. Yeah, that's just my two-piece. Sorry, Veronica.
No, that's all good. But I just want to say thank you so much to you and Dion for having me tonight. And I think it's important that we do start to talk, you know, and we need to have these discussions. And we need to move forward from here and not just have the discussions and then, like you say, it falls flat again.
I'm happy to help in any way. You know that, you know. I've always put myself out there to be able to help with the community, and if we want to start a community group, as I said, I've put it out there before for us to get together so we can harness the what's out there for ourselves as well. Every other group in New Zealand, be it the Indian group or the Chinese or the Koreans or wherever else, or the Zaran, everybody else, be it immigrants or via normal immigration, or be it refugees or anything like that, everybody gets help, but South Africans don't, because we are not seen, because we don't talk with one voice. Yeah. We don't go and talk to our MPs, and believe me, the MPs in New Zealand are not like the MPs in South Africa. They actually do listen.
They
And you can, they're very approachable, and you can actually go and talk to them, and they will talk to you. Not the problem. I know I do this all the time. Yes, I'm moving other circles because I feel I need to bring this across to them that we are around. So I, on an individual basis, I do that because I feel it's important. But I would like to do this on a more, shall we say, maybe not on a national basis, but at least on a regional basis, where there's a base for South Africans, where we can go, we can get the support, we can get the help. When things are going tough, we are there to help each other. But if we aren't standing together, then we don't have a chance in hell to do anything to help each other. And that's a very sad indictment of where we come from, and that's not where I want to be.
And yes, and we... The thing is no matter what, if it happens as community group, we should just put our egos aside and our own personal feelings and opinions, and know that if you do this, you're doing it for the community, and that's important. Because I think the big problem is there's always egos, or what's in it for me. If you have that kind of attitude, then it's not going to work. It's not about you, and it's not about me. It's about us and the community that we need to serve. Yeah. That's what it's about.
Definitely.
I just want to, I've got a somebody from California, Danny Fasahi. He just put a comment on, and he said that immigration is not for the faint of heart. However, once you found your rhythm and your niche in life, it gets so much better. And he's someone who lives in California. He moved to California, and he's from Manenberg in Cape Town. So he's very proud of his heritage.
Yes. And I think people don't understand that when you move to New Zealand, you don't have to lose your heritage.
Yes.
You just move to a different country. Who you are, you lived in South Africa. South Africa shaped you, be it during the apartheid years or in the non-apartheid years. South Africa shaped you. You are what you are because of where you lived. And your heritage is your heritage, and you don't have to lose it to be part of New Zealand. You don't see anybody else doing that, so why do we want to try and be more Kiwi than the Kiwis themselves? We are South Africans, that's just the way it is. If you don't like that, then yes, there's an issue, but that's your issue. And that's what you have to deal with. But, as I say, nobody, the Americans don't come here now and want to be more Kiwis. They still do the American thing.
Exactly.
Every other country, Indians.
To you, they expect to hear a South African accent.
Exactly.
Don't change your accent. Don't change who you are.
Yeah, that's who you are. So now we continue doing that. And if anybody's out there that that wants to help and be part of this, please. I'll give my number again, which is 021-288-092. Give me a call. I'll try and, we can always work together. Get us on Facebook. Go to our website, which is www.sandsliveradio.com. Send us an email. We'll try and work with everybody and anybody that wants to create this hub for South Africans, so we can start getting some momentum and some force behind us to move forward.
And also, Veronica's also got a charitable trust called SAFE. So you can get Veronica on Facebook as well, or you can contact her. She's always available.
Sorry, SAFE is South Africans Fostering Empowerment.
Yep. So, so all of us, we are available, and I'm sure there's other people. If we can't help you, I think our network is growing so much that we can put you into contact with somebody that can help you or assist you in any way. It's more about assisting. A lot of people don't want help. They want assistance, and that's what we can do.
Yes, so we got a song we want to play out with, which is one of Shireen's favorite songs.
Yes.
And it's Judith Sapuma, and it's called A Cry, A Smile, and A Dance, which is all what we are.
And that is what South Africans is about. South Africa is about happy. I always think when I was in South Africa, I always used to laugh all the time, like really laugh, because there was always something funny happening. I used to work in Cape Town City. And I used to walk past the people that sell flowers, and they would always have these sayings, and you would just laugh. And I think that's what we miss in New Zealand as South Africans.
Yep.
We don't laugh as much as we used to. So I think Judith Sapuma puts it very aptly. So enjoy.
So yes, Judith Sapuma, and A Cry, A Smile, and A Dance.
Everybody's laughing because if you are asking, they don't feel my chances are high. They say that I don't have what it
is South Africa NZ Live Radio.
Yes, Mrs. Wallace.
Yes, we've got a message from Colleen Warwick, and she's saying she's missing my dear friends Margie and Joey and their family now living in New Zealand. And I think John's got a message from Bradley.
Yes, a message from Bradley, yeah. Sends a shout out to Cheslin, who says he just arrived in New Zealand. So welcome to New Zealand, Cheslin. Hope you have a fantastic time here in New Zealand, and hope everything goes well. As I said earlier, if you have any issues and you have any, if you're going through some bad times, yeah, please do reach out. And that comes from Ashley, Lisa, Unita, Chloe, Mason, and Joshua. And not forgetting the main man, Mr. Bad Brad. And he says they're loving the music. And thank you guys for tuning in. I know it's been lots of talking tonight, but yeah.
I think it's important.
Well, it was an important topic, yes.
It's a topic that I think a lot of people don't want to talk about, but it's actually quite important because, like we said, that there's a lot of people that's hurting here and they're suffering in silence. And we shouldn't be suffering in silence because we've all been there and it's the worst thing that you can do for yourself. Because you're always in your head, which means you're playing things over and over and we need to talk, we need to make sure that we're there for each other.
Yes, so we'll go to some more music, and we're going to go to a song we haven't played for ages, so I thought, let's play it anyway. So, yes, Ms. Brenda Fassi and Vulindlela, enjoy. Yes, and a shout out goes to Michelle Stewart. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Michelle and to Keith.
Michelle and Keith in Cape Town.
Yeah. Yes, and we have to say our goodbyes. We've got about 4 minutes left. Veronica.
Yes, I just want to say thank you so much, Dion and Shireen, for having me. And to all those people considering coming to New Zealand, it's just sometimes you have to leave a bit of yourself behind in South Africa. And when you come to New Zealand, you know, just look ahead, focus on the future, and accept your new country and stop finding fault with New Zealand and fault with the All Blacks and whatever. This is your new home now, so you need to accept it and move on from there.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Veronica, for coming. Margaret?
Thank you for having me, Dion and Shireen. It was enjoyable. And enjoy your evening.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for joining us,
thank you,
Margaret,
for joining us, Shireen.
And Veronica and Paige. It was nice having company. Yes, and thank you for joining us and listeners. We really enjoy your company as well. And like Veronica was saying, when we come here, we should give the country a chance. That's all you need to do. Give it a chance. Enjoy it because it's a beautiful country. And be good to one another. Be kind to one another. Be there for one another. Have a good weekend further. God bless and good night from me.
Yes, and good night from me, Dion Wallace. I hope you guys enjoyed the show tonight. I know it was lots of talking, lots of music, and very little music. But these are the things we have to do. And if things go well and everything works according to plan, then we'll have all the DJs that we're playing at Bride in the studio next week. And you'll have all music next week, clump music, so then you can't complain. So, from me, Dion Wallace, saying good night, be good, and be safe. And if you need anything, please, people, reach out. There's lots of people that can help you. So, from me, good night, everyone. See you next week.
been listening to South Africa NZ Live Radio. Join the team again next week. Next week. Same time, same place. This show is recorded for your listening pleasure. It can be downloaded at www.sanzliveradio.com. Free of charge.